I must say it's the most extraordinary experience. Not everybody. I suppose it's something to do with the sun and all that, and I wouldn't understand it myself, really, and I'm not sure it's even legal. You know, quite for no reason, I'm here for the season, and high as a kite, living in error with Mordet Capfaro, which couldn't be right. Everyone's here and frightfully gay. Nobody cares what people say, though the Riviera seems really much queerer than Rome at its height. On Wednesday night, I went to a marvelous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. It was in the fresh air, and we went as we were, and we stayed as we were, which was hell. Poor Grace started singing at midnight, and she didn't stop singing till 4. We knew the excitement was bound to begin when Laura got blind on Dubonnet and gin and scratched her veneer with a Cartier pin. I couldn't have liked it.
I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. We played a wonderful game. Maureen disappeared and came back in a beard, and we all had to guess at her name. Cecil arrived wearing armor, some shells and a black leather bow. Pomelos on the floor, a surrealist cone made a mess of mosaic from St. Peter's in Rome. But the wait was so great that she had to go home.
Most peculiar, you know. People's behavior away from Belgravia would make you aghast. So much variety, watching society scampering past. You know, if you had any mind at all, Gibbon's divine decline and fall, well, it sounds pretty flimsy, no more than a whimsy, by way of contrast, on Wednesday last.
I went to a marvelous party with innocence and certainty.
More.